You probably hear me in the background of Michael's mic because I muted myself. Anyway, man, I love that kind of music. I love that song. That is Breezin' by George Benson, and we will hear more of that in a little bit. But first, we have Michael here.
Hi, everyone.
And we are going to talk about we're going to talk about security of the mail, ostensibly, but specifically, you're at, say, an apartment complex, and you're putting the mail in a box, and somebody comes up to you, and they say, hey, I'm in apartment 408, can I get my mail? Now, Michael and I handle these situations a little bit differently. Ultimately, the most important thing is that you don't just hand random mail to random people, because you don't know who that is coming. If you know who they are, whatever, it's fine. But if you don't, when you probably won't, then you have to check. So first, we'll go over how Michael handles it.
Well, an apartment is a little different because...
Okay, because you're mainly at CBUs. Yeah. All right, we'll go over each situation.
Apartment's different because there's so many people that like, moving in and out, right. So you cannot give the mail to people.
Yeah, pretty much.
First of all, for you to check on if you're qualified to check IDs, the clerks are qualified to check ID. They actually take a class on that. Okay. So are we qualified
that's a great question.
Exactly. We're not qualified to look at IDs.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the chances of somebody having a fake ID, if they get one over on me, maybe that's on them.
Again.
But okay.
Do you want to take that risk?
That's fair. Well, I take an additional step beyond that, but we'll talk about what I do in a second.
So I don't take that risk.
Okay. So how do you handle it? You just tell them no?
Do you have the mailbox key?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dude, first thing I always tell them is, yeah, you can absolutely get your mail. Give me another 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'll close up the boxes, and then it's all yours.
Now, apartment complex is different. You have to wait till I'm done because you have everybody's box open, and you cannot have them get anything.
Exactly. Okay? It depends on the layout of the apartment complex. Sometimes I'll just do one bank at a time.
Even CBUs, okay? Mm-hmm. You do not want to hand out any mail while the boxes are open. Okay.
Well, you certainly don't want people to reach in.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. You're the one who has hand the mail.
Right.
Not anybody else.
Okay.
And so, and only if they have a key.
Right. So, if they don't have a key.
I do not accept any IDs. I do not accept any of saying, I live here. I don't accept any,
So you tell them no.
I tell them no.
Dude, that's great. To me, that's the right answer. Mm-hmm. Is no, I'm not going to do that. Where I will go a little more generous than you is I will ask for their ID. And number one, the address on the ID has to match the address that the mail is, where I'm delivering. And then number two, I will go and look through that mail, but I will only give them the mail that has their name on it.
Well, if they show me proof of that they have the mailbox key, then it doesn't matter.
Dude, if they have the key, they get whatever they want anyway. Yeah. And like you, that's my first go-to.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely, you can get your mail. Just, wait and use your key. Yeah.
Well, you're being way nicer in the fact that you're giving them their address on it or their name on it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take that much time.
Understandable.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of softened up when I was delivering to a senior apartment complex.
But the main reason that you do not want to hand out mail is because you don't know if there is a family situation going on where there could be a dispute.
It could
be a dispute where somebody got kicked out and they're trying to grab their mail.
Yeah.
Anything like that. We don't want to be involved in any of that situation.
We have enough time for just a brief story on that note. Is I'm delivering when I was a T6. And I'm delivering to this cluster box, and there's a box that's really full. It's houses. And I see a person walk out of that house where the box is really full, and I'm like, oh, thank goodness, they're going to collect their mail. And the guy comes walking up to me, and he goes, hey, I'm in, 982. Can I get the mail? And I'm, use your key. And he goes, well, I don't have the key. I don't have it anymore, so can you just hand it to me? And I said, no, I can't. And he's like, well, how the heck am I going to get the mail? I said, dude, you're going to have to get a new key. So
I go to the post office.
Yeah, exactly. So I come out the next day, and when I open that CBU, the mailbox is empty. And I'm like, oh, great. Dude found a key. And then that same guy comes walking out of the house, and he goes, hey, you remember me from yesterday? Can I, I'm in 942. Can I get the mail? And I said, yeah, use your key. And he goes, dude, I told you yesterday I don't have a key. And he said, and I said, well, how did you get the mail out of the box? And he says, oh, that must be the homeowner got the mail. Yeah, that dude won't give me a mailbox key because he said he doesn't want me seeing all of his mail.
But the homeowner is the one
who's,
dude,
that's
that.
that's also why I wouldn't give you the mail.
Yeah. And that is why, because, and then if you do give them the mail, how angry would that homeowner be to you?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
First thing they're going to do is call the post and complain.
No question. Yeah. All right, so that's how you deal with that. Don't give them the mail because you don't know if it's theirs or not.
Yeah. If you don't know, just don't give them the mail.
That is correct. All right, let's get back to George Benson. Thank you guys for listening to the Postal Stand-Up, and we will see you all next time.